Different colors, gray, and you're thinking of the burro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as a donkey?
No.
Okay. Okay. What would you call a string of horses that you might take out with you while you were working on the ranch, or you might have to carry along with you if you were going a long way, maybe on a cattle drive?
Maybe you're thinking about pack animals?
Yeah. Would you ever call a string of horses like that, would you ever call them a remuda?
Well, yeah, I've seen that in on TV and heard it and read it, but okay. Not a common word, I don't think.
Okay. Would the word cabby have been used?
Could be. I've heard that term.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Use it a lot.
Okay. Did they have a name for animals that were of poor quality? Were sick all their life and never got well, were not as good as the rest of the stock?
Well, I guess in cattle, a dogie would come under that, I
okay.
guess.
One of the fun things I remember about growing up on the farm was hearing my grandfather call the cows at night, in the evening. And he would, he would yell to them, and they would come. Did y'all have to do that?
Well, never had them trained that well. No.
Yeah. Well, can you remember things that people might have called to cows around here to get them to come?
Not really. No, I couldn't say that.
Did they ever yell like "come bossy" or
no.
anything like that?
No, I. Some have had dogs that you. Send the dog after
mm-hmm.
and bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did have cows that would come, but I'm sure that there were some that would come, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mary Louise had some orphan lambs that she had raised. There's some pink ones. And they got, and she had them, she had everything named on the ranch, you know. When I had farm sale, they started putting numbers on the cows, you know, and I said, well, you don't need that, you know, the auctioneer anyway. I said, why? Well, I said, I got all my cows are named, I said. So the people kind of got a kick out of that. But anyway, getting back to Mary Louise and her orphan lambs, a lot of sheep used to drive right by our ranch there, and these lambs had gotten out on the road, and she got home from school, and she said, I wonder where Hansel and Gretel are. Can't find them. Well, I said, there's a bunch of sheep went by here. They're probably mixed in with them. Probably camped up here on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Stop off. So she got in the pickup, and she tore up there, and she asked the old sheep herder if he had any stray lambs. And he didn't, well, I don't know. She got out of the pickup and she said, come Hansel, come Gretel, come somebody else. And here they blah, he stood there with his eyes.
So they came.
And they came and she loaded them in the pickup.
That's a great story.
But never did have any cows that come.
Okay. Was there a call you might have called chickens with?
Oh yeah, chick 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 chicky chicky. I guess.
Okay. But you wouldn't have called horses or pigs, would you?
Well, yeah, hog calling is quite an art back
yeah.
in some states,
yeah.
isn't it? Hog calling.
Well, yeah.
Never did have it here, but
didn't go suey or anything like that.
Yeah.
Deer
no.
pig pig.
Piggy piggy piggy. I guess yeah, maybe they come. Rattle the pail and they'd come.
Okay. A little, would you have a name for a dog that wasn't a purebred but was of mixed breed?